holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
It's time to get God on the phone. We're going to talk to Him today.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a wonderful day, and I think you all are just wonderful listeners. And I thank God for you. I thank God we were able to meet. I thank God we're able to hear from you and you hear from us. And we just go back and forth praising God and talking about the good things of God and the things that God wants us to understand. Oh, yes. And we want to welcome everybody to Be Holy. Be Holy broadcast. Let me clear my throat. Yeah. Now, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share those links. Matter of fact, you don't even have to download anything. Just hit play. Hit play and then share it. All right, listen. We did a TikTok here recently. And the TikTok on social media, we did a thing where we're talking about getting your account straight. Yeah, getting your account straight, man. So we got to talk about that today. We are going to talk about that thing today. But before we go there, we're going to talk about this thing here. The gospel, right? When people talk about, just the gospel. Well, the gospel is not certain things. You know, the gospel is not like good sermons. That's not what the gospel is. The gospel is not a pep rally service. You know, good messages. Non-challenging messages. No, that's not the gospel. Those things are needed, what I'm saying, but those things are not the gospel, right? The gospel is the forgiveness from God. Just, if you can wrap it up and sell it, all it is the forgiveness from God for people. So when you're sharing the gospel, you're sharing that God has forgiven people. That is the gospel. Not... Not Daniel in the Lion's Den, you know, even though there are some gospel moments in there that you can really look through and really see it. But preaching on those titles, you know, popular stories in the Bible. It's all about Jesus, really. All those stories have something to do with Jesus. And it's giving you little clues and little nuggets here and there about Jesus and what he was coming to do and what he was going to do. And when he got here, all he did was forgive. Now, he did some healing. He did some walking on the water, did some amazing things. But the main reason he was here was forgive people. And if he was forgiving people, thank God we had him to forgive us. Forgive you for your sins. Forgive me for my sins. Hey, if he didn't do it, there was no forgiveness. You know? And so because we have him and he forgave us, now we can really tell other people the same thing. It's like about a good pie. If you have a good pie, you want to tell people about it. You want them to try it. You have a good dinner. You want to tell people about it. You find a good restaurant. You want to tell people about it. You found a good vacation spot. You want to tell people about it. You found a good piece of land. A nice builder. A good builder. You know, of houses and then buildings. You want to tell people about it. It's just what it is. So if God has allowed us to be forgiven, maybe we should tell people about that. Maybe we should do that. That's a good thing. Telling people that God has already forgiven them and all they have to do is change. And they really don't know how to change. And I can't tell you how to change. Only God can tell you how to change. Only God can do that. And because he does that, that makes it truly good news, because he will tell you what you need to do and how to get around it. But if we're not talking to him, it's going to be hard for us to get the message. You know, it's like if someone sends you a text message and you're not answering them, or you blocked them or whatever, you're not getting the message. They might be texting you to apologize, but because you blocked them, you know, you're not getting the message. And so even though they've forgiven themselves and forgiven you and asked for forgiveness, you're still mad because you hadn't heard from them. You get what I'm saying to you? So we're going to talk about that today. Talking to God, getting him on the phone. It's just, okay, maybe you'll understand it this way. When, and this is what we talked about on the social media, when you have a problem with your banking account, when you have a problem with your banking account, maybe there's a fee, maybe there's a double charge, maybe they took out too much, maybe somebody stole your account or got your card and been charging up things, you're going to get on the phone and talk to the bank. Right? You're going to get some kind of service, customer service on the line. You want to get somebody that's over a department, fraud, somebody. Somebody's going to tell you what's going on with your account, and that's what you're going to do. You're going to talk to those people. Hey, what is this? Why is it there? And how do we fix it? Because I need my money. You kind of get what I'm saying? And so you're going to talk to somebody to get those things resolved. You're going to talk to somebody to find out who's doing this. And then they're going to hire the lawyers and the investigation and and the team. They're going to go out and find out who's doing it, when they had it, when they did it, get the film footage or the video footage from the store or from wherever. They got digital footage now. They can tell exactly who did what and where they did it and the hand position and everything. So you're going to get those people at bank on the phone. You're going to get that credit card company on the phone. You're going to get somebody on the phone to find out, hey, what is going on with this account? I didn't do that. Somebody else did that. You're going to figure that thing out. And so when it comes down to us and God, right? We have an account with God. We have an account with God, and when that account goes bad, or we see it going bad, we're supposed to get God on the phone and start talking to him. Prayer is what I'm talking about. Get God on the phone and start talking to him about what needs to happen. What is going wrong? What am I missing? What message did I not get? What message skipped over my phone? Lord, I don't know what's going on. I need you to tell me what is happening in my life. Now, if you're not talking to God, God is not getting the message, even though he knows what you need. But if you don't seek, you won't find it. If you don't knock, the door won't be open. Yeah, you have to talk to God about your life. You have to do that. If you don't do that, you are spinning your wheels. You're spinning your wheels. You're living in this life with no help. That's what you're doing. You're living in this life with no spiritual help. And the only way to live this earthly life is to totally have spiritual help. You got to have that spiritual credit card. You got to have that spiritual wallet in your pocket to where you can go, God, I need you to do this. And Lord, what is this going on? What's happening here? And how do I fix it? You know, but if you don't talk to him, you'll be like, okay, imagine if you never mentioned or called the bank about your account, how bad it would be. How out of balance would it become? If somebody stole your card, if somebody was running charges on your card, on your debit card, and you didn't even call the bank, you didn't call the credit card to let them know that, hey, somebody stole my card, this is what's going on, they're going to charge you. And I'm telling you, Jesus already came and fixed it to where you won't be charged. He already fixed it to where you wouldn't be charged. But if you're not talking, you got to talk to the Lord. If you're not talking to him, you don't have any source of help. You are just, okay, imagine how frustrated you get when you do call a bank on the line. You get them on the line and they transfer you from this person. They transfer you from that person. They transfer you over here, transfer you to the left, transfer you to the right. And you can never get a straight answer out of anybody because some kind of way the phones are messed up or somebody's not in and somebody else got to take the call and somebody's going on lunch. And then you're just frustrated. And so that's what happens to you in life. When you don't talk to God, you get frustrated. And before we lose any more time, watch this. And people say, oh, that count thing is not in the Bible. Okay. Romans 14 and 12 says this. Yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. So let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. We're all going to give an account to God. And this says here, as a matter of fact, even the Old Testament talks about it too. Romans 14, verse 11, just go one verse up and it says this. For the scriptures say, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me, every tongue will declare allegiance to God. Every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess. So either you can start talking to God now or you're going to be talking to him later, because it said in verse number 12, each of us are going to give a personal account to God. So you can talk to him now or you can talk to him later. And I would suggest you begin to learn to speak his language right now. If you learn how to speak his language right now, now you have something to say to him when you meet him. See, all the translation has been gone forth. All of that stuff don't mean nothing. All of that's been done. All your forgiveness has been taken care of. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting on? Because you have to change your lifestyle. Why? Because you have to change the way you think. You have to change what you're doing. You might have to change your occupation. You might have to change your job. You might have to do all these things. Not for me and not for your church. It's for God, for you to keep your salvation. Some people can't work these places. Some people can't work in those places. Some people can't do this thing and keep their salvation. You can't. So whatever God tells you to do, it's up to you to do it. Don't sell yourself short. You don't have to, because God has already made a way for you to be with him. That is the good news. The good news is you don't have to worry about sin anymore. God already took away that sting. Huh? You might as well talk to him now. Because if you don't talk to him now, you're going to talk to him later, and you don't want to hear what he has to say later. If you confess the Lord, call him up.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.